Okay, good evening. This is the Pacific Radio Audit Committee open session. I'm calling it to order at 8:38 p.m. Eastern Time. I will call the roll now and see who's here. Adriana Casanev? Not present. Adrienne Laviolette?
Here.
Carol Travis?
Here.
Carol, can you hear me better now? Does it sound better yet?
It's a little better, but it's still kind of fuzzy. I guess it's time for your phone.
I don't know what to do. Anyway.
Can understand.
Okay,
it's good enough.
Yeah. Okay, good. I hope so. Serene Roberts. Serene, you here yet? Not here yet. Elaine Duncan?
Here.
Grace Aaron?
Here.
Here. Jamie Gomez. I heard clicks. Was that Jamie? No, maybe not. James Sagerton.
Here.
Okay, Julie Hewitt.
Here.
Ken Laufer. No Ken. Muskila Washington. And Paulina, I know Marcela's
yes.
here.
And
Paulina's here. And Maxi is here. Okay, we have 9 people. So that's more than we need for quorum. So we can move forward.
Now there's some sort of buzz.
Yeah, that's somebody else. Somebody's got some noise in the background. I think it's either James or Wondren? Wondren, do you have your mic open?
No, I'm on mute.
Okay. James, do you have a fan on or something? Or somebody driving,
maybe? That sounds like
maybe?
A grounding. That sounds like something needs to be grounded.
Yeah.
I don't know how we would figure that out, but it's James's name that's lighting up as making noise.
My computer
is
pulling up.
I can mute him. I'll do that for a minute. There.
Perfect.
Okay, we'll unmute him in a few minutes and see if he's okay. All right, back to the agenda. Where did it go? Give me 1 second.
Jamie Gomez joined you.
Okay, great. Thanks, Jamie. 1 second, people. My notes. I had this open a minute ago. And here we go. Okay. So let me add Jamie to the list of present. Jamie, yeah. Okay. On the agenda... Let's see. That was a roll call, so we need some timekeepers tonight. And since we're going to have guests, it'd be good to make sure, you know, everybody sticks to their time. So maybe 1.5 minutes, 90 seconds for individuals, and then do our best to stick to the numbers in noted for each point. Do I have volunteers?
Carol will volunteer for one of them.
Okay. Who's my other volunteer tonight?
I'll do the other.
Okay. Yeah. Can you two decide who's going to do which?
Whatever you want, Carol.
All right. You do the individuals. That's great. Thank you. I'll do the items.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Quickly, the agenda. I'll read the agenda so we can approve it. The next point is the minutes. I left 5 minutes for that. A is approval of any available draft minutes. I don't think we have any, and we need to catch up on them. So we don't need to spend 5 minutes on that. I will discuss with Adriana which ones we do and don't have and see if we can get those together. And then quickly, I wanted to identify any other missing minutes from the current fiscal year, both open and closed. Actually, we probably shouldn't get into that now because we don't have a lot of time before our guests come online. But I wanted to make sure that we have everything available for the next audit, for the 2018 audit, so we don't have to scramble for them later. And I realized that, you know, we usually schedule one open meeting and one closed meeting for, you know, for each audit committee night. And we don't always have those executive or closed meetings because we don't always need them. We just schedule them in case we do. So I haven't done a good job of noting which ones we've had or haven't had, and I'm hoping the secretary has done so. So we'll check that out.
You're reading the agenda.
Yes. Oh, sorry about that. Thank you for reminding me.
No problem.
I think I moved this around. Let me look at what I sent to you guys as opposed to what I'm looking at on my screen. Sorry, give me one second.
I have what you sent. Oh, wait, no, I don't. I apologize.
Okay, that's okay. I'll get it in a second. Come up, new draft agenda, open meeting. Okay. The next point was any updates from our executive director on the fiscal year 2017 and or anything that Maxie could share with us from those Wednesday meetings he's been having. So that's actually, you know, the next point. After that, I was guessing at 9 o'clock, Wondren, who is our accountant in the national office, and our auditor, Scott Mitchell, will both join us at 9 o'clock. So, you know, we'll stop whatever else we're doing at that time. The next point is audit committee policy and procedures on absences, discussion and decisions. You know, following our discussions from our last meeting, I thought it might be good if we define clearly what our policy is, but we can put it off to next week if we need to. Then update from the chair on the 403 audit approval. And we could get into the process there a little bit, too, when we get time. Next point is something I wanted to try to do, which is making audit committee documents available to committee members in Google Docs, or it could be Dropbox if you prefer, but I have more space in Google Docs, but we could talk about that. Then action items and any other new business, selecting next meeting date, and then read adjourn to the closed meeting if we need to. That is the agenda. Can
move agenda.
Move? Okay.
Correction.
A correction, did you say?
I said move to adopt the agenda with any corrections.
Thank you. Anyone else? Any objections? None heard? Okay, let's move forward then.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Grace.
Do you want to unmute Jim Sagerton? Did you do that already?
I think that's a good idea. Thank you for reminding me. Let's see.
Madam Chair?
One second. James, are you there?
I'm here.
Yeah, we had to mute you for a while because you seemed to be gone and there was some background noise. Sorry about that.
My apology.
Now you're back. Now you're here.
I'm going to mute my phone.
Okay, I believe. Okay. You seem okay now, though. I don't know. There was some strange background noise. So,
okay.
Anyway, I think I heard Adrienne.
Just to confirm, it's 1 minute, 30 seconds.
For what?
The time limit.
I'm sorry.
For the timing.
Yes, that's what I'm proposing. If everybody agrees with that.
Okay, thanks.
For individuals. Okay. So let's move on. We don't have any draft minutes available this time, so we can't approve them. I spent some time looking at all the minutes that we had since we needed to make them available for the auditors. So I've kind of gone through, and I had help from, I guess, Carol and Grace and Aki to get some of the minutes from fiscal year 2017. But, you know, I want to catch up on 2018. But we don't have to do that now. I think we shouldn't.
Madam Chair, point of information?
Yes.
Just really quickly, I wanted to inform everyone that I will be leaving this call at 7 p.m. as I have work commitments. So as not to interrupt whatever will be going on at 7, I just wanted to let you know right now.
Okay. Thank you for letting us know. All right. That's 10 p.m. Eastern. Okay. So let's move to point 4. And are there any updates from the executive director on the fiscal year 2017 audit? That should have said, and or from the Wednesday meetings, because our ED has been meeting with, I guess, the people from NIDA and Lundgren, and I'm not sure who else. So it'd be great if we got any new information or updates or explanations. Max,
sure.
Do you want to comment?
Yeah. So what I'll start with is just letting you know sort of structurally what we've done over the last week or two. Now that the agreement with NEPA has been completed and they are in full operation, if you will, what we've decided to do is on Mondays, I believe at 1 o'clock p.m., we're having a conversation, a discussion between Wander and myself and the folks at NETA to discuss things that need to be brought up during the Wednesday conference call with the finance and accounting folks at the station level. And so the purpose of that is to prioritize the matters that are brought up, whether it be the audit or other financial instruments, and what needs to be done at the local station level to satisfy the audit and or other accounting activity. We're prioritizing those things. We're also working on making sure that the work that Wandrin at the central office does with NETA is congruent, if you will, that it's working, mm-hmm. The systems and processes are working well, and that they've created a division of labor necessary to move things along. So that's probably the first thing that I should mention. We had a very productive meeting today. It was the first of the kind of those kind, and it would richly inform the way we approach the call on Wednesdays moving forward. The meeting this week will not take place, but we certainly have a plan and action for when we resume activity after the Thanksgiving holiday. I'll just illuminate real quickly. One of the things that was discussed moving forward is making sure that we provide the station finance folk, the business managers, with an understanding. Actually, we're asking them to provide us with an understanding of how they do their accounts payable. Uh-huh. Once we get a clear, I'm sorry?
Nothing, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, once we get a clear understanding of how they do accounts payable, right now we have three business managers, we have five stations, and there is a variance in how they do what they do. But once we get a clear picture of who does what using what software, we'll be able to then articulate what is the best practice moving forward with respect to accounting practices, with respect to accounts receivable and accounts payable, but in this case, we're talking specifically accounts payable. We have some stations that are using Great Plains. We have others that are using Excel spreadsheets and other software. So what we're trying to do is move folks towards a common tool, if you will, mm-hmm. a common software, and more importantly, common practices in terms of when to input data and make it available at the national level for NETA and Wandrin to be able to review and make sure that processes are done adequately. The other thing we discussed is training moving forward. One of the reasons that we arranged the NETA agreement the way we did was to maintain a local presence of business management, but to also do two things: put a higher standard on the business managers, a higher level of accountability, and provide training for them so that they can elevate their game and use the Great Plains software to maximum effect. What we're finding is that right now, because there was no training with the acquisition of that software, that we're not maximizing the use of Great Plains so that we can produce the kind of reporting, financial reporting necessary to fulfill audits and other financial management practices and accounting needs. And so the training process will go into effect after Thanksgiving, after we get an assessment of how people are inputting data. And the plan, I believe, and Wandrick, correct me when she gets on, is to have a very defined set of best practices with respect to accounts payable by January 1st. That's important because we've been operating without symmetry and best practices, and it is in large part the reason why our audits take so long to complete and why we are so behind in that process. So I can answer questions if anybody has anything about that process so far, the Wednesday, Monday meetings, the Wednesday meetings, and the notion of up training and anything else that I mentioned in that brief piece. If not, I can continue.
Yes, sure, Paulina, I have a question. Uh-huh. I'm looking at the document that Eileen sent us as to the documents that have been requested that are needed for the audit from all stations, and I'm seeing that as far as completion rates, WPFW seems to be the one in most trouble, KPFK being second in terms of what has been done and what hasn't been done. Is there anything that we as committee can help with coordinating for PFW to catch up?
Well, what I would say, and I think Wandrick can probably give better amplification of what you can do than me, but because she has a little bit more historical knowledge of this stuff than I do. But I think anything you can do as a member of your local station to encourage the folks handling the business affairs to be more responsive, or quite frankly, to assist them in the process of locating documents and pushing things forward would be great. However, that's already being done. I say it pretty much every time I'm asked. When we meet with the business managers every Wednesday, we go through this long laundry list of items that need to be completed by the stations to satisfy the FY17 audit. George usually comes to those meetings with a laundry list of things that have been secured and things that maybe weren't secured properly or reported properly and all that. It's a myriad of things that goes into that process. That's probably my best answer for that. I mean, all I can tell you is that there is progress being made. One of the things that Wandrin and George have done is they have split up the stations in a way that they feel like will allow them personally to pay more attention to individual stations that are lagging behind. I don't remember who specifically has PFW, but I'm pretty much sure it's Wandrin. It allows her to deal directly with Barry, who's doing the financial management for them, and also anyone on the ground at PFW in D.C. to make sure that they are moving quickly, accessing the right material, because I think one of the things I mentioned in a previous call is that there was a period in our back and forth, particularly with the NETA folks dealing directly with the stations, where it seemed like there was a miscommunication process. There was a situation where the station folks did not understand exactly what was being asked of them. They were the NETA folks were using terminology they weren't familiar with or had not employed in their practices, and so they weren't familiar with the end documents, if you will. We're getting closer and closer to resolving those language barriers, and I think Wandrin, having some institutional knowledge, has been able to assist significantly in that way. Another thing to keep in mind here, and this is what I've been told through Wandrin looking at historical data, is that a lot of the financial management that was handled at the national level is being has been recently and is being asked of the local stations. And so part of the reason why there's this lack of knowledge or awareness is because they didn't have to do some of the responsibilities in the past. And so the record keeping may have been at national, and that requires Wandrin to do some investigation and find materials on occasion. Again, she can clarify some of this, but I think that's my best answer for the question.
I'm sorry. Please ask for the floor before speaking.
Yes, yes, Madam Chair, it's Paulina with a quick follow-up to the answer that
Go.
I received. Yeah.
Okay, was somebody else trying to...
Carol wants to get on the...
Great for this chat.
Okay, Paulina, then Carol. Go ahead, Paulina.
It was also
there
wondering.
You mentioned
can I go
oh, wondering. Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Paulina, go ahead.
You mentioned Barry, who is at KPFK currently, and he's in charge of the finance for WPFW, is that correct? And if so, I guess it's understandable that not being in D.C., it's a bit difficult. Is that right? Just to confirm.
That is correct.
Okay. That's it. Thank you.
Okay.
Can I make a comment before we go further as far as an update on WPFW?
Is that... That's wondering.
This is
right?
Wondering.
Carol, do you?
I'm sorry, yes. This is wondering.
Carol, do you mind seating your?
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, go ahead.
Awesome. Wondering. I just wanted to give an awesome update for WPFW. I believe there's an employee by the name of Annette Carson who's been helping
yes.
Barry, and recently uh-huh. WPFW have turned in a lot of their missing items. I think it had a lot to do with just manpower and delegating and getting a team member down at WPFW to support Barry. To my understanding, it's working out, and we have been receiving more documents from them. So I would say that I haven't updated the list, but I would say if they have not caught up with everyone, they probably have turned in just about everything that we have asked of them as far as it relates to WPFW.
That's great news. Thank you, Munjin. Okay, Carol, well, before we go any further, now it's 9:00 ding, so I think you all know or will have guessed or surmised that Wondrin is our, what do we call you, our accountant, our remaining accountant in the national office. And for those who are listening who might not know, she has been, I'll describe it as she's been gathering a lot of information from all the stations and kind of organizing it to send it to our financial management people, Nita, to be then worked into shape for the auditors. Wondering, does that capture it pretty well?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that relates to this committee. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Carol, go ahead.
I just wondered what sheet was being referred to in the last set of questions.
Paulina, were you talking about the list I sent out today, earlier today?
Yes, that's correct. I was referring to the Excel spreadsheet you sent out today, Eileen, titled
yes.
Pacifica Foundation Summary Audit FY 2017, Documents Needed for the Audit. From all stations. I don't know the title, the name of the document I'm looking at.
Yeah.
A printout. Yeah.
Okay.
I have a thing that today, the client request list, is that it?
I think so, the client request
yes,
list.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, thanks.
Okay,
I just
great.
Wanted
yes.
to know what we were talking about. Thank you very much.
Yeah. That list is from our auditor, Scott Mitchell. And Scott, I wonder if you have joined us yet?
I am. I'm on the call now.
Hi, Scott. How are you?
I'm good. How is everyone?
I think, well, if we all answered, that could take a long time. But I think the audit committee people have all heard Scott before. So maybe Paulina. I don't know if you were here on this committee yet. And I believe you've met Maxie on another call, our executive director. And you have spoken to Wondrin, so we've met everybody. All right, we are going to move into the part of the meeting that is to take advantage of Wondrin and Scott being here. And without wanting to, you know, get too, you know, strict about what we were going to ask for, I thought Wondrin could give us, unless she has a better idea, of course, I thought Wondrin could give us an idea of just how she works with the stations, with the individual units, as they're sometimes called, because there are the five stations plus archives, and she's been getting a lot of this information from each one and, I guess, organizing it so that George at NIDA can then consolidate it and, you know, crunch the numbers there. But we here don't always have the greatest, we on the committee don't always have an idea of how that actually works for Wondrin. And, you know, maybe she could talk about it a little bit. And there, I'll just leave it at that.
Yes. Wondrin? Thank you, Eileen. You pretty much explained it all, but I'll just explain why there's a confusion with two lists and how what my role has been thus far.
Mm-hmm.
So in the beginning, when we first hired on the new auditors, there was emails going out requesting documents, and it was just not efficient in my opinion. So I volunteered to gather all the information from all the stations using the request list that I have used prior with audit 15 and 16. I was privy to work on audit 15 and 16 with the last administration under Salmon, who's there, and with Lillian. So I began helping George get information back and kind of send it to him in an organized fashion per station. What has happened is that when I get all the information, not all the time are the documents filed properly or saved properly. So there's a lot of back and forth going back with either I have to print all the documents. Sometimes the station's turning things like a PDF. It'll be a 45-page PDF instead of it being separated out, listed by the item that was requested. They'll put all of it in one document, which is hard to save and send to the auditor that way. So what happens is that there's another step where I have to extract those documents, either print them out and then resave them as a PDF, the correct name, before I can send it on to George. A very tedious, long process. On top of that, there's tons of emails coming in, so I have to organize those emails and also review the schedules that they're turning in to make sure they're the proper schedules before they have been submitted to George. That's pretty much been my role with this audit, Audit 17. It's just gathering all the information. As of recently, I signed on to be a support to Barry and WPFW and WBAI, knowing that they're short staffed at their stations and their stations are not set up traditionally like the other stations. I extended myself to them, and so I've been working with Barry, and so far it's been very productive in working with him. And I mentioned earlier working with Annette, with trying to get all the documents in. So that's pretty much been my role, and just helping because I have historical information and because I was working on some other documents and things for the national office, I'm privy to knowing how to get certain documents or reports or historical information that's needed in order to move forward.
That is great. That's helpful. Does anyone have some questions for Wondrin?
Yeah. This is Grace.
Go ahead.
For the check. Okay, this is for Maxie and Wondrin. The PNB passed a motion that emanated from the Audit Committee on October 4th, which included the wording that the National Board instructs the Executive Director to ensure that all requests for information from NIDA and Pacifica's audit firm, Rogers & Company, be a top priority for all stations and units. Further, that stations lacking the resources to do their own accounting outsource that work to NIDA until such time as they are able to get up to date on all accounting and maintain current accounting functions in compliance with past audit recommendations. So it's true that, well, this is has already been, this was approved last week, I believe, in the audit committee or 2 weeks ago. So I'd like to know if you're aware of that, if you're keeping that in mind, because from what I know or what I've been told, there's no business manager at WPFW, nor has there been one there for quite some time, nor is there a business manager at WBAI, and this is stalling some of the audit processes. And also, well, anyway, I'll leave that for now.
I'll give the quick answer and then wander and give the more rich and full. But Barry is the one who provides business management services to those two stations. With obviously Wandrin and NETA providing oversight. But Wandrin, why don't you unpack that, because there's you have the more complete layout for that.
I would say that actually, can you rephrase your question? Because I want to address it in both ways. I know what you mentioned about what was approved in the board meeting as far as replacing or making sure that those stations have business managers. I think with the Monday call with NETA, it's a process and a plan that has to be executed before actually NETA can take over and be the business managers for those stations during this particular audit. I do believe that that plan will come out eventually as we're on that Monday call between NETA, Maxie, and myself. In the interim, what we're all doing is we're all working collectively together to get this audit done. And so we're talking. That is everyone's first priority. We can't really focus outside of that scope as far as like implementing new procedures or new standards or our new positions at this moment, because we're at such a crunch time for audit fiscal 17 is that right now that is our full priority. So we're dealing with the issues. Like right now we're in a phase where we've requested documents. Documents have come in, but if they're not correct, now we're correcting those documentation and working with the station to get more information so that we can book it properly or correct the bookings that have been booked at this time. I'm not sure if that answered your question, but if not, you can rephrase it, and I'm glad to explain.
It partially answers the questions. I'm also on the KPFK Local Finance Committee, and in speaking with Barry, this is not as of this week, but it's recent information that he gave our local committee that he is inputting information from the bank statements of WBAI, but he is not doing anything with the supporting documentation. That is the receipts for transactions, the detailed information about revenue or anything like that. So it seemed to me, now I may be incorrect in this information, but it seems to me that there is a great deficiency when it comes to standard bookkeeping and keeping track of both revenue and expenses with supporting documentation, at least at WBAI, and it looks to me like the same as though the same is true at WPFW. And that seems to be a great deficiency. So besides, if this situation is not remedied, we'll run into the same problem with the 2018 audit, because there will be a lack of bookkeeping and a lack of record keeping at least two stations, if not more, that will make the 2018 audit be more time-consuming and also more expensive.
Thank you, Grace.
Okay. So, one thing. Thank you, Grace. Is it okay? This is wondering. Can I respond?
Yeah, please go ahead.
Okay. Yes, Grace, you're absolutely correct, and that's actually something that we spoke about today in our first planning meeting of how to execute the NETA agreement and how to fill up those holes that we know that are open and with the deficiencies at each station. And so today what we talked about is that although our priority is fiscal year 17 audit, we're also starting, we're going to start requesting those documents for 18. Since the stations are, it's new to them, the request is new to them, it should be easy. I have a task of printing out some transaction details for all the stations for fiscal year 18 so that the NIDA team can begin to work. And I think that this is going to be an evolving process because there's no perfect way to address all the issues that we have financially with the network. So we're working together collectively, and we understand, and we're also, that's why Maxie mentioned about accounts payable, because we understand that at the same time, we have to execute these new policies and standards in order that we don't repeat history with making the same mistakes. So we're trying to, like, handle everything all at one time, but do it strategically so that we're not overwhelmed and we're not successful in our progression. So we finally feel like it's been a long haul. We now understand why we haven't gotten all the information. It hasn't always been because people are reluctant. It's been a communication thing, a knowledge thing, and where it used to be handled at the national office, it's now a new element that we're adding to it, asking the stations to reconcile their own intercompany transactions, whereas before, national office had a staff member that was there reconciling those transactions on a monthly basis. So I think that we all know that it's important that we're getting these standards procedures, but NIDA has to get a chance to learn and know the stations and how they work before offering a procedure that works. There are some stations who operate properly on most levels, so we're trying to, we don't want to start the wheel all over again. We want to see what's working and also align it up with the standardized accounting principles and move forward in doing that. So things are all moving forward. It's just moving slowly because it's been negligent for so long, and bad habits have been practiced for so long, and people have been doing things the incorrect way for so long. And now that there's a new team on and a new drive to get things in order and get things properly done, is we just have to be smart and strategic about how we handle those things. But trust and know that between Nita, myself, and Maxie, we're hammering this thing out, and we're addressing things that are high priority, things that to keep us from getting into compliance issues and illegal matters. We're trying to attack it as prioritize them in that manner, but knowing that 17 is the top priority, and now we're starting to request things for 18 so that we're not facing these same issues.
And Grace,
that,
one thing to
answer your question.
I was just going to add real quick, Grace, that it's the classic, can you chew your bubble gum and walk at the same time? We're asking the stations to comply with the request, and they're doing so. But we're also working on training them up so that we don't have this issue moving forward. The improper accounting practices are rampant amongst our stations. And so our goal, like I said, by January 1 is to make sure that no one is processing financial material improperly moving forward so that when we get to the next audits, we don't have this issue anymore. I think Wanda did a great job of explaining it, but if you have further questions, please.
May I ask a follow-up question?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Grace,
please.
And then we want to...
Okay. I don't understand something here. What I don't understand is, correct processes and procedures and training would be helpful if there was even a business manager at those stations. To my knowledge, WPFW has maybe, at best, a part-time business manager, and WBAI has no business manager whatsoever. So if there's nobody there to be trained or to give the information, I don't see how best practices are going to work. There needs to be employees. Both stations have not been able to provide a business manager in a number of years. That's why the National Board said that until those stations get up to speed, and I'm not criticizing those stations in any way, there are things that happened to those stations that were beyond their control. that led to this situation. But nonetheless, the board looked at this in a global way, has seen that there's been a failure at those stations to be able to have business managers. Therefore, until they get up to speed and are able to have functioning business managers to do their financials properly, the board wishes NIDA to take over those functions so that we can get balance sheets, income statements, profit and loss statements, and so we can do the audits in a timely fashion. So I don't see how the remedy that Wondren and you, Maxie, are stating, maybe I'm misunderstanding, how that can be remedied when there are not staff there to do the job.
Can I answer? This is Wondren.
Yeah, please go ahead, Wondren.
I think within, and you can correct me if I'm wrong with this, Maxie, is that I think within the NIDA agreement, it has been stipulated that they will help step into the both functions as far as business managers or help out in the capacity to help them. So you have to look at it this way, is that NIDA is here to help all the stations. Right now, every station is operating separately as if it's a separate entity. But at the end of the tax year and when reports and things are needed, we are one entity. But we are one entity with several different departments operating differently. So in order for NIDA to come in, NIDA has to first understand what the need is for all the stations. And I think at this moment, I think if I can say is that they're observing everything so that they can execute the next plan moving forward. And I'm sure that within their plan, because it was mentioned in the agreement, that they have an idea. They're going to the standardized procedures would be different for WBAI and WPFW than it would be for other stations. And so the accounts payable procedures would be differently. The accounts receivable procedures would be differently until that position is hired. I'm not sure if that's the wisest thing to do is to hire a business manager right now in the middle of us doing this audit would be the best suggested thing to do. We are addressing all those issues, and NIDA is very aware of what they're responsible for. I think at this moment, they're just trying to come up with a timeline and a plan that works so that they're not set up for failure. And at this moment, we're all collectively working together for audit 17. And I think once audit 17 is clear and we've made it through, I think it will be a little more clear and we'll have a little more confidence of how this process is taking place. But that is something that I don't mind going back and asking NIDA what is their definitive plan and how do they plan on executing, handling those two stations and their deficiencies as far as business managers.
But let me be real. Let me say this.
Okay,
let me
Maxie, add this go ahead.
To what Wondren said, and that is the way we've structured the agreement with NIDA. If not only is NETA providing an oversight on how we are doing the financial management and accounting at each station, but we have Wondren in a position to do the actual work at the ground level, in addition to Barry, who is assigned to working with those stations on their stuff. So you've got really three different people working towards what you're saying would be one business manager. We've got three people working towards getting that financial picture resolved.
This is Eileen. I'm going to jump in just for a second.
I want to tell you the time, just for that we have 8 until 9:30.
Okay, and then we want Scott to have his time as well. But just on PFW as an example, you know, I know it pretty well, and I know Annette, who is working there. She started out as a sort of an assistant to the general manager, and somebody's got background noise. Could you please mute your phone? Thank you. She is a very busy person because she's the only one there working on this stuff at all. But she doesn't actually do any of the books. She makes all the deposits and writes all the checks and, you know, keeps records of them. But one thing I've been worried about is how all the expenses and the income get booked into Great Plains by Barry or whoever does it, because they don't always know what an expense was for. What kind? Was it programming? Was it administrative? Was it for a particular project? The income coming in, most of it gets lumped into listener sponsorship when some of it is major donors or could be, you know, off-air events, things like that. So we really need to be able to indicate to whoever can take over the bookkeeping at WPFW, you know, what everything is for, so they can input it correctly. And I don't think, you know, we haven't been able to do that. So, you know, that is information that's missing and makes it hard for PFW to really understand what's going on, even when PFW sees the numbers that have come in and gone out, but we're missing most of the quality information there. That's all I'll say there. But, well, no, it's not all I'll say. So we are looking forward very much to Nita perhaps stepping in to become our bookkeeper. But I'm not sure when that can happen.
Paulina to the set, please, whenever. Yeah, thank you.
Okay, was there anybody else?
I was just wondering, okay. I was just going to comment and say that I think that we're all saying the same thing, just differently, and I think that Nita, with the Nita agreement and just with a little time and process, I think that all the concerns that are being addressed tonight are being covered and being looked at. I think it would be good if Nita would give us some kind of report and status of what, you know, what their and their timeline and what they're seeing, so that we have something to gauge by. But I'm sure that everything that we're saying, we're all saying the same thing, and we all have the same concerns. And I think it's going to be addressed. And not only do I think, I know that it's in the process. So that's something that I'll talk to Nita about the next time we're on a call with Maxi, is if they can just define the process for WPFW and WDAI. So we've just been talking collectively as a whole of how we will execute all the issues at all the stations. And that falls under the issues and deficiencies. But maybe if we can talk step by step about how they plan to address WPFW would be a great idea.
And I really thank you, but we need to get Scott in here too. He's been waiting patiently. Oh. Belinda, what is your comment? And then we're moving to Scott.
I just wanted to say, I hope we get a report soon. People may not know this, who were Maxie, certainly. I remember that when we hired Nita.
Carol, yeah. Paulina was before you. Paulina was on the staff.
I'm sorry. So
please wait for a minute. Paulina, go ahead.
Yes, thank you. So I just want to clarify, we've been talking about the five stations individually, but what about Pacifica Foundation national operations and the bookkeeping for that? For instance, the reason why I'm wondering is, say, if the foundation has loan obligations and payments are made from the national office, how is that working out? And especially because since we have incurred a new loan this year, which from what I understand, the lender may require us to have the audit ready immediately. How is that being kept track of, the payments being made, and how does that inform the work of the auditors and the bookkeepers currently?
Right.
So this was wondering, is it okay if I respond?
Okay. Carol, can you wait?
Yes.
Then respond. Okay, thank you. And Maxie also, if you have something. Go ahead,
Andrew. Again, the NIDA agreement, the way that it has been written up is that they will serve as the administration for the national office for everything that was handled before at the national office level, as far as on the bookkeeping level or clerk level, will be handled by NIDA. It will be part of the new process and the new standard and procedures of how we're going to move forward. our relationship with Nita. So, for an example, we're right now we are focusing on accounts payable because accounts payable had a huge deficiency because each station manager was not using that module properly. So, for example, what we're doing with accounts payable, like Maxie mentioned earlier, we're requesting that all stations tell us what they're currently doing. That gives Nita an insight on what needs to be corrected and if there's a total deficiency, like no one's doing it. So then Nita will come back once they send in a write-up and they'll say, okay, this will be the standard moving forward, whether that means that, for example, accounts payable, they're going to require that each station give them a weekly report of all the payables that they have written and a report of how that has been booked, and then they're going to observe it and then approve it. If it's not done correctly, then they're going to come back and say, this is how it needs to be booked. So I think
Wondrous, thank you very much. Yes, I'm going to interrupt you for a minute because tell me if I'm wrong, Paulina, but I think your question was a little different.
Correct, it was different.
It was different, right? Yeah, I think what she was asking is that our nonprofit lender has certain conditions in our loan, and those include providing financial statements, and I'm not really sure of all the, you know, ins and outs of those or what everything, the name of everything, but some people are saying we're already defaulting on our loan because we're not providing these financial statements. So I'm wondering, Maxie might, I don't know if Lundgren would be in the middle of that or if Maxie would know more about it.
I'd like to hear from the Maxie if you have any idea on that. Thank you.
I'm not in a position to answer that question at this moment.
I would guess that some of that is reserved confidential at this particular moment, and we might want to get back to it at another time.
Is it my turn?
Carol, it is your turn.
I just wanted to...
Madam Chair, I'm sorry. Can we move to extend time? I thought we were supposed to end at 9:30.
Oh, well, yeah, if we... You know, usually we just sort of go until we're done. So...
Well, we have executive session notice for 9:30, so I would move to extend.
Is that... Oh, Serena's here. I didn't... notice when you came in. We can do that. Shall we move to extend another half hour until 10 o'clock?
My motion was 25 minutes. I emailed it.
I didn't see it. Can we say, well, it's exactly 9:30 now. Can we move to make it at 30 minutes? Does it matter?
Sure.
Just make it 30 minutes. Is there any objection? Okay, we are extending this part of the open meeting by 30 minutes. Okay, Carol, go ahead with your...
I just wanted to say that when we first hired Nita and had discussions about financial reports, of course, Nita had not gotten into the weeds, our weeds, but at that time, it was projecting having some global financial reports sometime mid-September, and I'm just reminding people of that so that we can get some financials. We have not had any, financial reports since last
year,
so it would be...
This is Maxie, if I may.
Go ahead, Maxie.
Yeah, and I think Wondrum would concur with this.
I'd like to give time to Scott. After
I know,
this.
and I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I'll be
okay,
real brief.
Thank you. Okay.
I think Nita realized once they got in the weeds that their ability to provide the reporting you're talking about is a much further along down the road than they expected. I'll leave it at that. I don't think if they were able to give you the report that you were expecting, I think they would have given it to you by now.
I know. I just was just reminding and hoping that at some point they might give us a projection of when that might happen. That's all.
Yeah.
Thanks.
I can follow up and see if we can get that from them. All right. I would like to move. Scott, hello.
Hello.
I'm wondering if you would. Lundgren, what is it?
It's Serene. Can I just add something before we move on?
That's not wondering.
Oh, Serene. I'm sorry, I thought it was. Serene, what is it?
Okay,
go ahead.
So, you know, whatever Nita might have expected to be able to do by mid-September, we must take into consideration that this contract, I think, was signed in June, and they weren't even given access to the system until sometime in September. So, you know, it's not
That's
reasonable to try
true.
To hold until the same. I'm sorry, what's that?
And part of the,
this is Carol. May I say something in response to that?
Well, I'd like to finish my statement.
Yeah, go ahead, Serene.
So any expectation of them needs to take that 3 month problem into consideration. Thanks.
Thank you. To the Carol, what was it?
I wanted to say I was not trying to hold them accountable to that. I was just reminding us and trying to get a sense of when we might have it. That's all. Thank
okay,
you.
Understood. Okay, Scott.
This is wondering. Oh, okay.
No, we got to stop there. We got to move to Scott. Scott, I think you had some comments or questions.
Sure.
For
I was just going to say, I wanted to kind of be a part of the call because, I mean, you originally reached out, and then when George wasn't available, you suggested I maybe didn't need to be here. But I wanted to be here just so that if there were any questions from an audit perspective, I certainly wanted to be able to answer any questions that anybody had. From my perspective, I've taken a couple of notes as everybody was talking. Wandrin and I connected, I think, back in September, and I think Nita was a little, they kind of clarified that their role was the point person, so I haven't had really any direct contact with Wandrin since then. We did have a conversation at that time that she was working off the prior year audit list, and hadn't, I think, at that point been provided the list that we sent to Nita in late August. That's fine. I mean, as auditors, we typically do ask for a lot of this similar information. The only thing I would maybe interject is I believe you have a copy of our request list. Just make sure that things are cross-referenced on that so that if there are a few items that maybe we're asking for that's unique and different than what maybe your predecessor auditor asked for, that we're also kind of factoring that into our request. The other thing that's been interesting to be on the call from my perspective, because I have traded emails back and forth over the last probably almost 3 months now with Nita, and just sort of kind of pushing a little bit to see where we were. I did have our audit team scheduled for about 3 weeks in October based on the timeline that we had kind of, or at least I hopefully maybe over optimistically established back in September. We did not use all of the 3 weeks because we just didn't have enough to do anything. But just to give you a little bit of an update, we did use some of the time to start drafting financials just based on the trial balance that we had been provided. Since then, we've probably gotten, I'm guessing, maybe 15, maximum 20% of our original request list has been forwarded to us. Some of the information that I've gotten from George over the last couple of months is, as you guys have discussed, has been some of the difficulty in getting information from all of the stations. It also sounds like, I'm just confirming what everybody's been talking about, it also sounds like Nita has also been trying to kind of scrub that information to make sure that what they're sending us is accurate, and that, you know, if there's any issues or incompleteness or things like that, that that's being addressed before it comes to us from the audit perspective. So I certainly appreciate their role in that, and I don't want to mess with that, but I do know that that has contributed to some of the delays in the timeline as well. The other thing that I guess there were some comments about Nita's role in hiring or not hiring a business manager. For whatever it's worth, I would just kind of throw out there, if you've hired Nita to kind of help implement and design some of the controls and the processes that need to be rolled out at these different stations, it might be a better use of your time and money to let them do that and then hire a business manager into those stations that need a business manager in whatever role capacity that they need one. It might make more sense and be more effective because then they're going to come in as a new employee and they're going to have at least some structure to follow and implement from day one, rather than kind of coming into a process that maybe is a bit incomplete. The other thing I think you guys mentioned is the debt covenants that are associated with a loan that you have.
Right.
I think way back when, either maybe it was from the footnotes in the prior audit that I saw that, but I think I've seen something that a lot of loans will have debt covenants. Some can deal with financial ratios. Some of them can deal with internal financials being sent monthly throughout the year. I think the one that you guys are dealing with is it's like 90 or 120 days after year end, you're supposed to provide an audited financial statement. Just to give a little bit of perspective, that's not an uncommon debt covenant, and I've had a number of clients over the years that have been in a position one way or the other where they haven't been able to meet that debt covenant. Typically, it's fairly easy to get a waiver for that debt covenant where you would. So if you haven't already, you may want to reach out to that organization and just tell them, you know, some of the issues or where you are with things, and that's something that will be forthcoming, but it is a little bit delayed at the moment. Typically, what they'll do is they'll issue you a waiver for like a one-time waiver for that situation. I can say that it might also be beneficial to do it, because one of the things auditors will look at is if you're not in compliance with your debt covenant, typically the language of the debt would say that, you know, in theory, the debt can then become due upon demand. So without a waiver, what we would do as auditors when we present it in financial reporting format would be to show that debt as entirely short term, which can certainly create a different scenario and paint a different financial picture than having some of it be short term and some of it be long term. So I guess ultimately what I'm saying is when we get to the point of doing the 18 audit, we would be looking to see that a waiver had been obtained so that we could still keep the debt in its, you know, original short-term, long-term ratio according to the amortization table that was provided when that document was closed. So that shouldn't be a big deal, but it is something that you may want to go ahead and already reach out to them, just because what I found in the past is that, you know, being proactive in that communication typically works out better.
That's very helpful, Scott. Thank you.
Sure.
Paulina to the staff.
Who is that?
Paulina.